This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden says he will withdraw all troops from Afghanistan by September 11th because the country cannot justify staying there two decades after the terrorist attacks on the World Trade Center and the Pentagon. Standing in the same spot where former President George W. Bush announced the start of the war in October 2001, Biden said it's time to end the forever war. The president announcing all 2,500 U.S. troops will be out of Afghanistan by September the 11th, the 20th anniversary of the attacks that sent American forces there, 10 years after Osama bin Laden's death. The president said, "Our reasonings for remaining in Afghanistan become increasingly unclear, even as the terrorist threat that we went to fight evolved." The president says the U.S. must fight the battles of the next 20 years, not the last 20. Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 vaccine remained in limbo on Wednesday as a U.S. health panel called for more data before deciding how and whether to resume use of the one-dose shot, putting off a vote for a week or more. The panel is reviewing six reported cases of rare brain blood clots in women who received the Johnson & Johnson vaccine a day after the FDA and the CDC jointly recommended pausing its use to assess the issue. One of the six women died and three remained hospitalized. But the CDC director, Rochelle Walensky, also expressed concern they might not even be aware of all of the occurrences. European regulators, meantime, are investigating the occurrences of rare blood clots linked to the AstraZeneca vaccine. Via remote, this says VOA News. India's coronavirus infections reached a record on Wednesday as crowds of pilgrims gathered for a religious festival despite oxygen shortages at some hospitals and strict coronavirus curbs in other areas. After reporting less than 10,000 cases per day early this year, India has been the world's worst hit country since April the 2nd. The government blames a widespread failure to heed curbs on movement and social interaction. India on Tuesday said it will fast-track emergency approvals for COVID-19 vaccines authorized by Western countries and Japan, paving the way for possible imports of Pfizer, Johnson & Johnson, and Moderna shots. The move will exempt companies from carrying out local safety trials. India has the biggest global vaccine manufacturing capacity and had exported tens of millions of doses before its own demand skyrocketed and led to a shortage in some states. Denmark has become the first in the world to decide not to resume use of the AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine following reports of rare blood clots. Danish medical officials say the vaccine has not been scrapped, and it's not the case that it cannot be used, the nation having some 200,000 doses in refrigeration with an expiration date in June. Denmark first put its AstraZeneca vaccines on hold as a precautionary measure back on March 11th after a 60-year-old woman died in Denmark with blood clots after she received the vaccine. A passenger train derailed on Egypt's Nile Delta on Wednesday, injuring at least 15 people, this according to the health ministry. Local media reports a government official said two carriages of the train, which was traveling from Cairo, had come off the tracks. It was not immediately clear what caused the train to derail. A new meeting of the UN Security Council on Tigray in Ethiopia, where fighting continues, will be held Thursday at the request of the United States. We learned Wednesday from diplomatic sources. On Thursday, the 15 members of the council are expected to hear a briefing on the situation by the UN Undersecretary General Mark Lowcock. While the obstacles of the delivery of aid to the populations have not ceased, according to the UN. In early March, Lowcock demanded that Eritrea withdraw its troops from Tigray, and the first recognition by a UN official of Eritrea's involvement and the fighting there. For more news, we invite you to join us on our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.